many of you that have been around for any length of time, this is not a rerun. Good evening. Welcome to a Friday night installment of Life, Liberty, and not so much jazz tonight, as we spend this next couple of hours doing a retrospective of a lot of the music I used in the first 16, 17, almost 18 years of my broadcasting career. Those of you been around, you're going to recognize some of it. Each piece has got a real interesting piece of history behind it. This was one of my original opening pieces of music beginning in 1996, I think, as I departed, went out on my own. Got away from the some of the precious metals dealers that were doing some interesting things on the airwaves. Glad to have you here. Hope you'll stick around and enjoy it. We're going to give you a wide range of stuff. Let's go to a little bit of Charlie Daniels here. There's days I feel like I'm still in country. It's interesting you talk about being still in Saigon. I spent 21 months over there, flying over the jungles, the rice paddies, the mountains, the ocean. It was something else. It was a good 21 months. I grew up. I learned a lot. I survived. Came back to fight another fight with a common enemy is far more diabolical than our barbers and our dishwashers and those who made our beds and washed our clothes, those who paced off the fence lines in the property. Yeah. Still in Saigon? I think I'd rather be. We came home and we got involved in different kind of war, different kind of battles. And then we met people. And we found people that thought alike. and we became renegades of another sort. Steve Voss. Steve Voss, where are the renegades today? I like to think that some of them are here in the room with us, but there's a lot more of them, a lot more of us out there. It's sickening how many are in hiding. We're talking about renegades of another era, certainly. The disciples were renegades. Jesus the Christ was a renegade. Our boys in 75 were renegades. And there's been more of them. There are renegades of another sort today, not of the kind that any of us really have a lot of use for. Apparently there was another shooting in a university down in Texas this morning. We had one at Northern Arizona University, opened up our day. 18-year-old punk kid. Apparently they'd gotten into a fraternity fight that night. Went out to his car, got a gun, bang, killed one, wounded three others. Don't think it ain't all planned, folks. Don't think it ain't all planned. And so we look back at what was America the Beautiful? Ray Charles. I mean, why not? Can you dig it?
I'm reminded there's no price stand our ground, fighting together. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet. Live on my knees. I'm a patriot. Color me red, white, and blue. Fellow patriots, America's counting on you. And I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point without liberty. So I'll stand for what's right. As long as I breathe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. There's no point to life without liberty.
Rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And that's the problem with most people in this country. They'd rather live on their knees, sucking up from the government. I'll pass. Let's go to some Waylon Jennings. I need it. Yeah, let's get it on. JB Books in the room today. Betty Boop, Mikey Mike, Smoke Wagon, they're not here. Tango Tess is with us. Where's my other friends? Where are they all hiding?
Down through history, if you last, it's a mystery. But I guess they don't know what they're talking about. From the mountains down to the sea, you've become such a habit with me. America, America. Well, I come from down around Tennessee, but the people in California are nice to me, America. It don't matter where I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, America. And my brothers are all black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. All the men who fell on the plains and who lived through hardship and pain, America, America. Could not fight in a war that didn't seem right. You let them come home, America. And my brother, black and white, yellow too. And the red man is right to expect a little from you. Promise and then follow through, America. Well, I come from down around Tennessee. The people in California are nice. I may roam, tell you people that it's home sweet home, America, 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 America.
Actually, one of the more mellow pieces from Waylon Jennings. But there's always an interesting question asked by Marvin Gaye. Different meanings. Was it civil rights? Was it the Vietnam War? I don't know, man, but this is some great dancing music. Or something.
Brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Hey, Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
You know, over all the years that I've been on the air, people form opinions of those of us they listen to. It might surprise you to know that in my lifetime, there have been few singers, entertainers, that whose passing affected me deeply. One was Whitney Houston. An amazing singer. What a powerful voice. And that affected me deeply. Watching her funeral services with commentary by Kevin Costner was simply amazing. But the other one, the day I heard Marvin Gaye had been killed by his father. Those two musical deaths, I think more than any other than maybe Rick Nelson, believe it or not. Radically different kind of music. Death of Marvin Gaye affected me pretty deeply. He was the voice of my time. I was never into the Beatles, the Stones, stuff like that. I dug Motown. I dug the Motown sound. You couldn't have it without people like Smokey. Marvin. Yeah, the Temps, the Tops, that was a whole different ball game, but someday Smokey will be gone, and that'll affect me as well. Does that surprise you, listening to this right-wing white guy talk about the deaths of some amazing black singers? Did they lead the best of private lives? No. Too much drugs, women, whacked out. But God put a microphone in one in front of those people, and it was just simply amazing. Four. What it's worth. Steve Voss.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. This battle line's being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their mind. Getting so much resistance from behind. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, man, come and take you away. Think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah. I need some Brother George Jones. How about you, JB? You can stand some George Jones today? Let's go for it.
I've had choices since the day that I was born.
We've all had choices.
Voices. They told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm loving and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Yes, I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, oh Lord knows I'd run, but I'm still losing. This game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. Thank you.
Jeff Bennett here on an unusual Friday evening, kind of a mix of a lot of the music we used for the first 17 or so years on the air. But this particular one has got a lot of meaning to those of us who served. Stick around, I'll tell you who the singer is when we come back. So rip your guts out.
I knew a man, called him Santa Cain. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Santa Cain is no longer here, but his words are oh so clear. They echo throughout our land. For all his friends who gave us all, stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow. Some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. If you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all.
Billy Ray Cyrus, father of who Bonnie refers to as Miley Mucus. I, at some point in time years ago, walked into a music store, Zia Records. They specialize in used stuff, trade-ins. And something fascinated me about this album, and I bought it. I have never regretted it. It shows the talent and the abilities that Billy Ray Cyrus truly had.
not the achy breaky heart crap, not the idiot that he helped create. I've shared this story with you before. There was a time that he had a television show about a country doctor who'd gone to work in the big city, but every show would end with it writing a letter to his mentor, who was this old country doc back home. Amazing. Some gave all. Unbelievably powerful, powerful piece of music. It hits those of us who served, no matter which war, which battle. I don't even give a damn, it was a battle on the street. There are those who have certainly given all. I was privileged to know some. Let's do something a little bit more upbeat, huh? Can you stand some Willie? I mean, it's New Orleans, but what do you do? Let's get it on. We'll be right back.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks on mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulled out at Kankakee, rolled along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, graveyards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted
Good morning.
want you to listen to this one carefully. It's what we try to do every day on this program. My friend Willie Edwards, blues singer, cab driver from back east. I think he's from Connecticut, come to think of it. Stay with us. This is kind of fun for me tonight.
Got to read. Read between the lines. Got to read. Got to read between the lines. Well, the truth is very simple, very hard to find.
Edwards, but we continue the story. Blinded by the Lies, Carl Klang.
The New World Order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty.
Yes, it does.
Or forfeiting our interests.
Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes.
I've had a conversation with a number of people recently about those people who are blinded by the lies. In most cases, they're also known as voters. That's a pretty sad thing to think about. Why are you depressed tonight? We don't want you to be depressed. Thanks, Tess. Give her some support. I want to take a minute and do something a little different here. I'm going to interrupt this piece for a moment. Each January for many years, I did a pretty profound, in my opinion, program speaking out against abortion, the taking of a life in that fashion. We talked yesterday. These are considered tissues. Government hands out money, helter-skelter, in that may be the proper choice of the words, to promote this thing called abortion. I want you to listen to this song that I'm going to play in its entirety. It is one of the most moving pieces Steve Voss ever did. But there's two stories going on within this song. Let's see if you can pick up on it. Someone's going to die today.
In a land of cotton,
Wow. What's going on? All of a sudden, I got really crazy stuff happening here. What in the world was that all about? Huh? Music's gone. Let's try this again. Sorry about that, at least for this hour. Let's go to Steve Voss, see if we have an improvement, if we still have problems here. Interesting version of this song. Listen to the quails. Listen to the loons. Oh, yeah.
Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? You drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way. You watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay. Have you heard of Bob White calling in the Carolinas?
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.